The KGB was the Soviet Union's main security agency when the USSR collapsed in 1991. But before spies could spy, they had to study how. Michael Weiss is the editor-in-chief of the magazine, The Interpreter. He got his hands on some KGB training manuals dating back to the 60s. Topics range from how to psychologically evaluate potential recruits to infiltrating international gatherings. Weiss had previously published some excerpts from the manuals, but now he wants to have them fully translated and analyzed because he says the KGB manuals can teach us a lot about Russia today.
Most important to me is sort of the trade craft with respect to what's known as human intelligence, right? The KGB was past master at really understanding the pressure points, the vulnerabilities, the vices, all of the things that went into running spies and agents. You know, a KGB case officer was a combination of a priest, a therapist, a best friend, and also a mortal enemy, right? I mean, he was somebody who was trying to get you to do things that would ultimately destroy yourself, whether professionally or personally. So, you know, these textbooks, to my mind, are of enormous use to us now. They're not just historical relics, which give us an insight into what used to happen during the Cold War. But as I mentioned in the campaign, they're still classified in Russia because they're still in use today in the FSB and SVR academies, which is to say the academies that train up domestic and foreign intelligence operatives.
You mentioned the campaign. You're raising money through GoFundMe to translate and publish these. Who is your intended audience?
Everybody, really. You know, when I got my hands on these things and I thought, oh, well, this is interesting, my first instinct was to just put everything out there in Russian. But then I thought, you know, look, we're in the midst of a kind of spy mania. From what I can see, the sensationalism, the sort of gosh wow factor of it all tends to obscure the more ho-hum and frankly absurd elements that go into espionage and that have always gone into espionage.
So let's get to the specifics of what's in these manuals. There's one manual that explains how to expose disinformation campaigns that other countries may use against the former USSR. Explain what that's about.
Right. So all countries lie, they do propaganda, and they put out, you know, fake news, what is colloquially known as fake news now. The Soviets were much, much better at doing this than we ever were. You'll have seen things that, you know, such as Operation Infection, which was the campaign to try and convince particularly the Third World that the CIA invented the AIDS virus as a means of population control. I always say that, you know, to understand the Russian services, it's really a matter of Freudian projection. They always are guilty of doing that which they accuse their opponent of doing. So there's a manual in here which talks about spotting American acts and campaigns of disinformation. So in other words, you know, if the U.S. government says X, well, they're lying, and they're lying for a particular reason. They want us to be duped into thinking that X is the reality when in fact it's Y. There's a phrase in Russian, working with people, which is really all KGB case officers. And remember, Putin himself was a KGB case officer. And so when people try to understand his psychology, the way he thinks about geopolitics, he's always looking to manipulate the human side of things. It's about reading people, understanding what their weaknesses are, learning how to recruit them, how to get them to do things they otherwise would not be willing to do. The continuity between the past and the present, I think, is very starkly demonstrated with these manuals. I mean, the first batch that I did 2 years ago, very much so. There were the things like how to run American agents in the Third World, meaning recruiting secretaries from American embassies and consulates, how to recruit Middle Eastern officials who are working for regimes that might be neutral or pro-American, how to penetrate Russian diaspora organizations.
Yeah, so like what does it say about how to recruit an American secretary in an embassy? I mean, are there step-by-step instructions?
Yeah, well, it's actually, I mean, here's where it gets kind of amusing. And you know, perhaps we're trapped in a 1960s or 70s framework, or maybe not, but their idea of American foreign service types is everybody's having affairs, everybody's is fast and loose, everybody is just, you know, alcoholic. But, you know, keep in mind too, the hostility with which they approach the American ethos in these books.
These are old manuals from the 60s, and they're classified still today in Russia. Are the methods still part of Putin's playbook, and how would we even know?
They are indeed still classified, and the reason being is that they are in circulation. Channel One, which is the most popular state-run news channel in Russia, this was several months ago, they did a whole documentary on the SVR. And this documentary featured the director of the SVR going around and meeting with cadets, officers who were undergoing training. And on the desk in one of the scenes was, I couldn't tell if it was one of the specific manuals that I've got, but it was very much of that genre. So it goes to show they're still dipping into their own archives to deal with this stuff.
Should make for interesting reading when it comes out. Michael Weiss, the editor-in-chief of Interpreter magazine, currently working on a translation and analysis of Soviet KGB manuals from the 1960s. Michael, thanks very much for your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.